100.7 The Tiger. This is the very first, well, my very first Made in Tiger Country. James Gilmore's Made in Tiger Country with Abby Lee. I am officially taking over. Before James passed away, when he retired, he kind of like, I guess, gave me the torch a little bit. And so now I'm doing this and it's super fun. I'm very excited. My first guest, Kendall Schaefer.
Thank you for having me, baby.
Hello. Oh my gosh. So we have a lot to catch up with you on. You're recently engaged, right? Tell us a little about that.
Well, we've been together a long time and I've been harassed enough. No, we love each other so much. Well, I think I love her more than she loves me. And we decided to just, it's time.
Yeah. Seven years is time.
So I'm excited. She's excited. Mm-hmm. She's already planning the wedding and stuff. That's nuts to me, but whatever. She's changed her mind a lot within the last few days, but whatever she wants.
It'll be great.
We're good with it.
We're excited. We're excited. Well, thank you so much for being my first guest and congratulations on the engagement again. Also, congratulations on getting your first number one in Texas.
Yes, indeed.
So,
thank you for that.
Rolling Stone was your single that went number one recently in Texas. We featured it on the show today. Tell us a little about that journey.
Well, I've been fighting on these Texas charts for the last 4 years. Texas has been great to me over the last, like I said, 4 years. But we go back and forth between Louisiana and Texas, and everybody's just got a hand in a lot of things. And, man, this song, I never expected it to do what it did. I just sat down in my lazy chair one day and I wrote a song about myself. Mm-hmm. And people just took off with it. And I never expected it to do what it did. And I'm forever grateful for it.
Did you go on a radio tour in Texas? Like,
oh, yeah.
How did becoming number one happen?
Well, I think we went on a few of those for that particular song, but every song we put out, you know, you want to go on a radio tour and try and push people to play it, obviously, but you want to tell these people, because radio is the reason why you get to do what you do, mm-hmm. other than your fans. So you want to make it a point to go and visit those people and tell them thank you for playing your songs. And here's my new song, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
So we do that every year, at least two or three times a year. And it's always fun to just get down the road and just travel and go see new people every day.
Yeah. And y'all played in Texas a few times, right?
Yeah. We play there a pretty good bit now.
Yeah.
Things are starting to pick up right now, and I'm pretty excited the way things are going.
I love it. So what shows do you have coming down the pipe?
Well, right now, next week, we play the 13th, the 14th, and the 15th at Gold Strike Casino in Tunica, Mississippi.
Nice.
And rumor has it that Randy Houser is going to be headlining Saturday night.
Ooh.
So we're going to try and sneak in on one of our breaks and go watch the show. We're pretty excited about that one.
That is exciting.
Oh, yeah.
That is very exciting.
And we have a few things coming up in Texas, too, next month. We're actually opening up for the Bellamy Brothers. Talk about legends right there.
Where is that at?
A place called Honky Tonk, Texas in Silsby.
Okay.
So we're doing that. Man, we got a lot of stuff going on right now. And the new year just kicked off and it's just looking great already.
I love it. Oh my gosh. So you have a single out right now called My In-Laws Are Outlaws.
Yeah.
Give us a little rundown on that song. Now it's going to make sense since you're engaged.
Right. So everybody knows I tend to stir the pot a lot. So when this song popped up, actually somebody pitched this song idea to me and I told them already, I said, man, that's done. And they didn't want to believe me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm like a walking jukebox. I know everything about country music. So if you want to play those games, come on with it. But anyway, so I knew this song was already done and it's been forever since it was done. And I knew one of the co-writers on it, Byron Hill, who wrote Full Hearted Memory, which was George Strait's first number one hit. And so I reached out to Byron and I was like, hey, man, what's up with the in-laws? Has anybody ever cut that? Jeff Bates did it the first time and did a really good job on it.
Mm-hmm.
And so we talked about it and he said, man, I'd love to see what you do with it. And so I cut it, and the rest is history. Now, we weren't going to do a radio release on this thing. We were just going to release it to streaming because we were going back and forth what single we were going to do. And I said, you know what? We haven't released anything since Rolling Stone, like I think 4 or 5 months.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I think the fans deserve something new right now before we decide to do like a nationwide thing. So I released it, and it's doing pretty dang good. A lot of people love it, and it's country as cornbread.
Oh, yeah.
So, and no, it's not about my in-laws. So.
We sure about that?
That was the first thing everybody said. Is this about your in-laws? Yeah, you think I'm that freaking crazy to do that?
Did not write the song, people.
But there is a crazy backstory behind it. So I'm not going to say who, but one of the guys that wrote the song about his in-laws did not like it, obviously,
mm-hmm.
and told him that if he released it, some bad stuff was going to happen to him.
Uh-oh.
So as far as I know, it was put on an album. Nobody's released it. So I hope they don't listen to my version and they're like, oh, yeah, we're going to get them now.
Make sure you hide.
I'll be praying for the guy.
Yeah, seriously, though. So do you have anything else exciting coming down the pipe?
We have new music coming. That's all I can tell you. New shows coming up every day.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a good place for me right now to be in the music industry, and you know how that goes. It comes and goes whether you like it or not.
Oh yeah.
So when things are good, I'm always thankful for that. We got really great fans, really great support team. Obviously you guys have supported the heck out of my songs and stuff, and thank you for that. So you know, I might be starring in a movie soon, maybe.
Oh. Brittany's yeah. Like, no.
Yeah, you know, the next Yellowstone. They want me, and there's nothing y'all can do about it.
I'm trying to sit over here and be quiet, but Kendall.
They want me.
You'd fit in. What if one of your songs got on Yellowstone?
That might be in the works, too.
Oh, my. Oh, you heard it right here, folks. On James Gilmore's Made in Tiger Country with Abby Lee. Kendall Schaefer's my first guest. You want to play some songs for us?
Absolutely.
All right.
How about we play In-Laws and Outlaws?
Yeah, there we go.
My in-laws are outlaws, so I stay on my toes, 'cause anything could happen. Yeah, anything could go. I have to lock up my old toolbox and hide all my fishing gear. Yeah, my in-laws are outlaws, but they ain't wanted here. She may not be like Bonnie, and he ain't exactly Clyde. They don't carry Tommy guns, but they tote big pocket knives. I don't turn my back for nothing, though there's nothing for me to fear. Yeah, my in-laws are outlaws, but they ain't wanted here. Well, I call them Mom and Dad, and they both call me son. Well, I like to call them lots of things, but I just bite my tongue. You say we love each other, but Lord knows we ain't sincere. Yeah, my in-laws are outlaws, but they ain't wanted here. 'Cause he drinks all my whiskey, and she drinks all the wine. They tell us how to raise our kids while theirs are doing time. They've worn out their welcome in my favorite easy chair.
My in-laws are outlaws, but they ain't wanted here. Yeah, I bet no one would miss them if they just happened to disappear. Yeah, my in-laws are outlaws, but they ain't wanted here. Yeah, my in-laws are outlaws, but they ain't wanted here.
Woo!
Yeah!
I love that song.
We want your in-laws.
I hope it didn't
here,
sound though. Too bad. I felt like I was really bad right there.
No. No, it's fine. You sounded good. Keeping with the theme of y'all being engaged, I know there's a song that you wrote about y'all called 27 in the Checking.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Give us some background on that, and then I want to hear it.
Okay. So, oh, my God, man. So, we were dead broke. We're still dead broke. I mean, let's be honest. We're still dead broke. But we were sitting down one night, and at Jeff's house, and for y'all who don't know, Jeffrey Allen Emler, I write a lot of songs with him and spend a lot of time with him, more than I would like to.
We'll have him on in a couple weeks.
So. But anyways, we were sitting down, and I had just got laid off from the plant, and I was really frustrated, and at the same time, I was like making fun of myself. I was like, you know what, I'm gonna go back to the plant, but hell, I'll just get laid off again, let's be honest. And I had $27 in my checking account when I got laid off, and it was really a pitiful thing, but we wrote the song just to poke fun at the situation, mm-hmm. And it's really one of the funnest songs we play live. It's got a hard driving fiddle in it, and it's almost got like a bluegrassy feel, and it's one of my favorite songs we play. So I guess you want me to play that.
I do want you to play it. I do love that song.
Yes, indeed.
I can't buy the soap to wash the dishes. Can't buy the Pampers on my baby's ass. Can't find a light to find my way. Oh Lord, man, I'm going down way too fast. I had a plan to chase my dreams, but when I told God, he just laughed. Had to take a haul down to Texas when the last job gave me the shaft. With 27 in a checking and a brand new credit line. One's maxed out, one's nearly empty, but together we'll be just fine. Yeah, together we'll be just fine. Now I've been living with my in-laws, trying to save up a little cash. We found a shack down on the bayou, living it up like trailer trash. With 27 and a chicken and a brand new credit line. One's maxed out, one's nearly empty, but together we'll be just fine. Yeah, together we'll be just fine.
Poor, poor, pitiful us.
Y'all are doing fine.
I swear we are.
Just get a couple more number ones.
We get hit with more curveballs than anybody, and I swear we are just living it up right now.
Living it up, engaged. We love it. Real quick, before we go, since this show is his legacy, it is called James Gilmore's Made in Tiger Country. Share your favorite James Gilmore memory with me.
I used to love it every time he came around and he wanted to talk about Waylon Jennings because he was like the biggest fan ever. I thought I was, but he knew everything about Waylon Jennings. So every time I'd see him, we talk about country music, period, but Waylon Jennings was a hot topic. So, and man, he was a huge support system and really going to be missed.
He still has a big support system.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get real.
Yeah. He's watching you gals every day.
Oh, God. Yikes. All right. Well, Kendall, I appreciate you being my first guest and being my guinea pig a little bit as I get my feet wet with Made in Tiger Country. And I'm just so excited for you and Brittany. I really, really am. This is going to be such a fun wedding. I can't wait. And I can't wait to see what comes your way in the future.
Thank you.
Oh, of course.
It is going to be a wedding for the whole world to see.
Oh, I can't wait. It's going to be so fun. James Gilmore's Made in Tiger Country, back next Sunday at 6, and we'll be here every single Sunday from 6 to 7. I'm going to bring in lots of local artists. We're going to play some tunes. Going to be a lot of fun. Kendall, thank you so much again.
Thank you.
100.7 The Tiger.